A working group investigating sexual misconduct charges at the Air Force Academy is expected to issue its recommendations tomorrow. Some female cadets have accused Academy leaders of dismissing their claims of rape and sexual assault. A report published in this week's Denver Post examines the apparent failure of the Academy's review board to pursue those reports. David Magoya is an investigative reporter with the paper and is one of three reporters who reviewed the board's response. When was the board first informed of sexual abuse charges?
Well, Bob, it seems that the board first knew of problems with rapes at the Academy. In 1983, a female cadet actually approached one of the board members, Beverly Byron, and asked her a very point-blank question: what are you going to do about the rapes? And from that point on, it seemed the board knew quite a lot more than people ever realized.
Who else is on the review board, and how does it operate?
Well, the board changes from year to year, but three of the board members are appointed by the vice president. They are senators. Six of them are citizens appointed by the president to three-year terms. And the chairman of the Senate and the House Armed Services Committees each has an appointee to the board. So there's quite a lot of folks from Congress there, the very same type of people that are now screaming for investigations. Their function, according to legislation, is to oversee the various issues of morale, discipline, financial issues that come to the Academy, or at least that come to the board by the Academy, each year.
Why didn't the board pursue reports of sexual misconduct?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. The biggest concern, it seems, that the board really did a lot more trusting than it probably should have. They believe the Academy leaders' candor on issues put before them. Many didn't want to antagonize generals with tough questions. A lot of these are very busy people. We have executives from Fortune 500 companies, congressmen, friends of the president, very, very politically connected folks. So many of them are just too busy to follow up on whether or not the solutions put before them actually worked. And some just didn't even have enough time to even bother visiting.
Were Air Force Academy officials forthcoming with information?
Well, that's another good question. Many of the board members today will say they weren't. What we did was an analysis of the records of these meetings over a 25-year period and matched up many of the current events of the time in published media reports to what was being put before the board. And in several cases, we found that much of the information put before them was scant at best.
There are now four separate military and congressional investigations underway at the Air Force Academy. What's the focus?
Well, right now, the congressional side of it wants to find who's to blame. They'd like to assess some level of accountability and figure out how did this get this far without any answers. None of the investigations at the moment focuses on the Board of Visitors, but there's every reason to believe that it may well have spread that far.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
David Magoya is an investigative reporter for the Denver Post.